Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Previously on Roll Britannia.
Welcome to the rest of your lives. Here they are.
Work shift.
You're the new team.
What's your name?
John J. Jameson. My old team were the fastest.
What happens if we're last?
You don't want to be last.
Cell time.
2 hours.
Jeffrey, where are we?
Derek.
Milo's back.
Chow time.
You grab a tray. And they slop some food into it.
Do you know what art facility we're in?
Albert Lake.
This was where I was before I died.
Prisoner 24601.
Yeah.
Follow me.
Guys.
Where are you taking him?
We gotta fucking find Jeff.
This is my food.
Holy fuck.
Jeff's been taken to solitary, and Jeff, he's been taken because he's a magic user.
I'm a fair man, but you cannot be causing this kind of stir.
If I behave, is there something else I can do?
Perhaps.
14 shit-stained days.
I've just been drawn on the walls to keep track.
Oh, he's lost it, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Prisoner 327416.
Yes, boss.
Madam Warden?
It's my understanding you used to serve in the Royal Guard.
That's true.
I might need your help in a little project.
What have you got in mind?
A scale model of exactly the place we're going to.
I think we should cheers to the deal.
What materials do you need?
I'll let the guards know when I've got my list ready.
Close up, too.
I've been in the warden's office. I asked for a dagger from my kit, so I think our kit is still somewhere. We need to get this list together, what we need.
Open up what? Your new celly.
What's your name?
Pat McGluin. I was working somewhere, and then they said, just sack Pat. There might have been a rage incident. Now I'm here.
Showtime!
I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to hit you.
Let's get clean.
Sometimes the manacles are on our hands. Sometimes they're not.
It's technomancy. When security is lower, the shackles are required. When security is higher, the shackles are not required.
I've got a shiv in me old prison wallet.
I know, I wonder what that was.
I could drop this Pat fool in it.
Show's over!
Prisoner 155, no fight!
You wait there!
All caught up? Good. Let's get back to the action.
First word.
Oh, is that first word?
I did, yeah.
Was that swear then? I was in my mind palace thinking about all sorts of things.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah.
Right then.
Hey.
Hi.
Guess who's back?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I'll pick it up.
You'll pick it up. Improvise.
That's a voice we haven't heard for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he is.
He's not dead.
I'm not dead.
He's not dead.
He's not dead.
We unalived
him. Not in
him.
My grave.
I'm not. I'm not dying.
Nah, you know what I mean.
Yes, last... if you've listened to the last 2 weeks and been really confused, we probably should have dropped it in.
Well, I don't know what the situation was.
Chip's been at work for 2 solid weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They didn't let him go home once. He's not eaten. He's been on his feet the whole time.
It's like he's been in solitary confinement.
Yeah.
You know how Starflower looked?
Yeah, that. Like, that's how he looks right now.
Have you had a fortnightly, you know, a one shower over the last fortnight as well?
Mm. I apologize.
It's time for your fortnightly shower then, because these boys have just had theirs.
Yep.
Last time we played.
Trip him. Oh. Fetch the brooms.
What?
Last time we played.
Yep. This is the previous one.
Yeah, I know. It's very exciting for you.
It really is. I get to be like you guys today.
Yeah, it's true. Last time we played, Kef came back and tried to deceive Derek.
Glorious. It did not work.
It didn't work.
I love these recaps.
Because,
now.
Partly because, he admitted something straight off the top.
Yes. He did, yes. He did, yes.
It led to his downfall.
It really did. And...
you make as much noise as you like.
Yeah. Oh no.
Derek, and then secreted things about his person.
Yeah, Derek and I popped a thing in his prison wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's very
thing, yeah.
And then we met Pat.
Oh yeah, Pat.
Fucking
anyway, moving on.
And then it was shower time. So off you all popped to the big shower.
I walked out of the cell butt naked.
And no one else was.
And nobody else was.
Yep. And then they went to the shower. And they had a big group shower together.
Slightly awkward conversation that Kef had to have with someone who's come back from the
Empire. Yeah. We met up with John J. Jameson. And
he was cross.
He was very cross with Kef.
And we didn't meet up with the random inmate who it was on the chef's detail because he was very
He
dead.
Was definitely dead.
Yeah. You trade him. Oh, yeah, you threw it at him.
I trade him to death.
So that's the difference between a throne tray and a hit tray. One's an infirmary, one's a grave.
None are an infirmary. Depends, actually, because 50-50 on the infirmary.
Yeah, I don't know enough. JJJ sounded like he was in the infirmary, but I don't know.
Yeah,
he was.
Milo didn't go to the infirmary because we established Milo had been hit for less than 5% of his health. So they just told him to suck it up.
Is that including when I punched him with my mighty fist?
He's been doing that for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. He took five hits.
Oh, also, Milo / Malrus covered the walls of his cell
in shit.
And your bed.
I needed a way to count the days.
The good news is...
No further explanation required.
The good news is, currently, it's Pat's bed.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, and Milo did... recycle his food.
Yep.
Food.
And Kef got it.
Yeah.
Kef didn't go for it.
And he got the message.
And he got the message on the map.
Sorry, I'm sorry. The escape plan is no longer available.
It said pleh. He wrote it backwards so it could be seen from the air.
Yeah. I wrote it back. Well, I wrote it the right way just so that Kef could read it or anybody could read it.
And then put it down the wrong
and
way.
And then somebody must have stirred it up. And then it's spelled pleh.
Yeah.
But if he looks in his rear view mirror.
Oh, if he'd looked at it through a mirror, he would have known exactly what it said.
He was sat in his car, in his cell, and he looked at it in his room.
Yeah.
If at any point this doesn't make sense, you just let us know.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. No, to be honest.
Feel free to stop us at any time.
It all makes perfect sense.
And Kef has
a job.
A new admirer.
Kef has a new job.
And a new admirer.
And
Kef has a new job.
Kef has a new job.
Does that job come with extra large back pockets?
It might do.
No.
Oh, okay.
Might come with some stuff, though.
Yes.
Certainly came with beer.
Yes, it did.
You got beer? Of course you got beer in prison. If anyone was going to get beer in prison, it was going to be Kef. The king of drinking strikes again.
It really does.
Oh, yes.
And when we left the action, everyone was trudging damply back to their cells, completely nude.
Now everybody's naked.
Everyone's naked.
Okay.
Fashion.
And just as...
I leave you guys alone for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and just as Derek was about to re-enter his cell, he was about, you know, was preparing for re-entry. a guard called out his number and told him to stop where he was.
Oh yeah,
I raised my hands above my head. Yes, boss.
Roll a dex save.
Yes.
So you want a big guy to hug you?
Harry River.
No.
Okay, fair enough. A guard said it.
Yeah.
Hey. Das ist nicht bad. 21. No, yeah, 21 total.
Excellent.
No, yes, no. Yes.
You managed to hold on to the spoon.
Oh, good Christ.
Feel that clanging.
Arms go up. So, clench.
That one sentence raised more questions in my mind than any of what you've just said beforehand. You managed to hold on to the spoon.
Yeah, that's fine. Yep. Both my hands. Completely empty.
Yeah.
That's why he walks like that.
Hands free, baby.
So when you ask someone for a spoon at night...
He's protected from that.
It depends if it's a big spoon or a little spoon. Yeah.
This is a ladle.
And right. The guard comes walking up to you. And he says, 15595, where is your dirty uniform?
Left it in the cell, boss.
And why exactly did you do that?
I haven't been told what the procedure was. I thought we were being showered. Sorry, boss.
Go and fetch it immediately.
Yes, boss. I'll go and fetch it immediately.
And he says, take it through, please. I don't want that from you. It stinks.
Take it through to where?
Where all the other people had dropped all their
stuff. Okay, they have. Okay. Yeah. Yep, fine.
He says, right. Now don't do it again.
Sorry, boss.
Sorry. Back to your cell.
Thank you, boss. Have a nice day, boss. You look very handsome in your uniform, boss.
You're weird.
I do a weird bow.
Ooh, gross.
Oh, the curtsy.
Oh, gross.
Derek curtsy. Yeah. While sort of looking at him through both eyes and sort of trying to wink. And not really,
can't wink.
Gross. And, yeah, okay, you go back to your cell.
Yeah.
And the guard turns around and he says, close them up! And they all slam shut.
And our new uniforms are on the bed?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to immediately...
Your new uniforms are folded neatly on your beds.
I'd like to immediately check whether that sleeve that I put there has been removed.
Oh, even after you push the beds together?
Yeah, I put it under like the under the frame. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, sort of tied it underneath.
Okay. Yeah, roll investigation.
Have we got clean cells?
Like, if it's in the cell at all...
What's your modifier?
Investigation. Yeah. Five, I think. Hold on. Yes, plus five.
You'll find out.
If it's in the cell at all, I'd like to know whether it's in the cell at all.
Plus five, you say?
Yep.
It's not there.
No, I realise so much this is a given for us. Like,
cool.
Why are the beds together?
Is
why did you push your beds together? Just normal. Okay.
What else are we going to do?
Where did you move the bucket to?
There's a small gap.
Oh, right.
But not small enough. It's not big enough.
You can just lean out the side of your bed now.
Lean out? Oh, straight through the middle.
Just sit on the bed and just sit through the gap. System.
Comfy seat.
Milo, you're in there with Pat.
Oh, great. Pat, just turn lovely around. To show you
is the shit still on the wall?
Yes, obviously.
Oh, good. I just didn't know whether if they cleaned the cell since they got rid of his.
It's not housekeeping.
Oh, no.
Do not disturb.
Just had uniform delivered.
Is the bucket been emptied?
Yes.
Yet.
So it sort of is housekeeping, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, 2 weeks of turds.
Yeah, whole bucket full of turds.
Oh,
what are you doing?
They make the new recruits.
I made a calendar. I needed to track the work force so every. You know, track the days.
And the it shifts. Went really weird while you weren't here.
But just in one cell.
I'm sorry, but it's over your bed. Because
he's not a monster. He didn't do it over his own bed.
You don't shit where you sleep.
That's fine.
Good point. He's been there by himself for a while.
I was.
He went a bit weird.
Pat's only been here like a bit.
Involuntary solitary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't all solitary confinement involuntary?
Well, I guess monks possibly do it to themselves. Maybe,
yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. Turn around.
Fine.
Oh, very well. This reminds me of the time I was.
I'm just going to get ready.
They sacked me. And I was sent away, but for some reason, after I was turned around and turned around the door outside, but I was brought back, you know.
Is that the time? I must be getting off
your
head.
Some sort of weaponry of some reason.
I feel tired from the cell next door.
I think I don't really remember it myself, but
Derek,
I was shoe scrapper. I was so.
Have you still got that spoon shiv?
Yeah.
I just wanted to be sacked, but they just came to
get the governor's good books. What do you think? Before I try and plant it on him and then rumble him to the guards.
For some reason, I just on him.
Because I can't stand him anymore.
Can you hear him from this? Fucking hell.
Help. We can't hear it. We're just sort of whispering to each other over this.
Guys. You're going to have to... Is that Milo? You're going to have to speak up. Milo, what?
He keeps telling the same story over and over.
Okay. We might have a plan.
Excellent.
Hostage situation. Okay. What I've got, we can give to him.
Open?
No, they're closed.
Cell we're closing.
That was honestly amazing to watch. Just you zoning out and just going on this little rant. If you could isolate James's audio, just it's worth it. That whole story was beautiful.
The whole story was beautiful. We've already heard it multiple times.
Every iteration.
And so is everybody else in the shower room.
That's like the 16th time I've heard it or something.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I am going to...
He's only been here like fucking like 3 hours.
Yeah. I'm going to extract...
That's all he said.
...the spoon.
Okay.
Does the anus go...
It's exactly that noise.
What was the noise?
There.
Oh.
The little hand.
No, it goes... It goes
oh, no, not the little hand. No.
It goes... And the small
hand just reaches out and veiny hand. Offers it out.
Thank you, mate. Now get back in there.
Does it sound like flair?
Flair.
That's the note the Milo wrote.
Huh? What?
Made the same noise. Flair. Flair. Okay, no, I see.
He can hear it from his cell. Bloody hell. I really should see a doctor. Anyway,
is this enough comedy?
I'm not
going
to make I'm not going to make any attempt to clean off the spoon. I'm going to just give it straight to Kev. Have at it, mate. If you want, I mean, I might be able to reverse pickpocket onto him.
Yeah, if you could.
Cool.
Because you're better at it than me.
Straight back up. No.
Into the pockets.
Out comes the hand.
Into the pockets.
Can you?
Not that pocket. The normal ones.
Derek, next time we're out on shift or whatever, can you like slip into his pocket? Something like that?
Oh, can you do me a favour? Because I went while we were in the shower, like I usually do.
Anything for you.
That beer, is that giving you a big full bladder?
Yeah.
Just need to wash this off a little bit. And it is sterile.
Oh, did you know that alcohol makes you produce urine 4 times faster than normal? So yes.
Have
I'm
at
trying
it.
Trying to take the education.
Okay, yeah, lovely. Alex.
Have at it, big boy. And I'm going to place the spoon. Is our bucket now completely empty? As well.
Yeah.
Cool. I place spoon in the empty bucket.
Clang. And then
clang, really heavy spoon. Bang.
What was that?
Pretty clangy and jammy.
It's made in
the steel and jam area of Stuttgart.
And then Kef will unzip and drain the main vein.
Cool. Spoon clean. I just don't want, basically, it's going to be more noticeable. Put a shit-covered spoon in somebody's pocket than it is to put a spoon in somebody's pocket that's been dried off.
Depends on the washed UP for precisely 50 seconds.
That's a big old wee.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah.
I reckon I could wee 50 seconds.
Yeah, that's standard.
It's not a short wee.
Not a short wee.
That's a long wee, actually.
That's enough time to...
I'm not saying that's the amount of time you stood over the bucket. I'm saying that is like full stream.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's beyond. What is that?
Really?
Oh. Big wee.
Yeah, you wee once a day.
It's true. I'm a camel.
More than that. Yeah, cool. I'll take the pissy spoon out of the bucket.
It's quite deep in water. I was going to say water, but.
Mm-hmm.
Keth water?
I don't
quarter.
Care.
Oh, the Keth.
But it's
Keth odor.
Fresh Keth odor. It's pretty clear.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the pissy spoon out of the bucket, sort of. Waggle it around a bit,
tramp piss.
Rinse it off.
It's not tramp piss. Yeah. You've been eating a lot of food.
Yeah. Completely grey.
Everything is grey.
And I'm going to dry it off on Keth's blanket.
Hey! Okay.
It's yours.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's mine.
So I would say we just We get it onto him during work.
Yeah, cool. Can I slip it in and I'll have a word with the guard.
Have a word with it. What? That he?
He's got a shiv.
He's got a shiv. And he's going to try and take one of you guys out to the guard.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they'll nick him.
It's a very sharp spoon.
Yeah.
I tell the governor. A long time sharpening it.
And you put it up your
point outwards. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Like a little tail. I can waggle it if you like when I'm happy.
I won't tell the guard.
No.
I high fived it lower. And it gave me a little cutlet.
It's more of a low five.
It gave you a cutlet.
Yeah. Look. Just there.
Mm.
Ow.
Now he's got tetanus and he's dying.
I thought a cut that was like a baby cut.
Kef had a bottle of beer.
Yeah.
He did.
Yes, he did.
Bastard.
So, I suppose we just have to wait for the work detail whenever that's going to bloody come along.
And I won't tell the guards. I'll tell the guards they need to speak to the governor and then tell her so she gets
direct
information. Yeah. Otherwise the guards might keep it to themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. We spotted it.
So, you're in your cells for maybe an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you hear another shout that says, Workforce One! Work shift!
Can I just...
Oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
For the hour that Milo's been in his cell,
mm-hmm.
has Pat been talking the entire...
Yes, 100%.
Hey,
100%
story.
Of the time. The same story.
It's just he's like, Pat...
He somehow manages to relate the end of the story to the... to a slightly different beginning of exactly the same story. It's reminds circular.
Me. Reminds me of the time.
No, I was doing it now.
He triggers himself.
What happens is, you got to do this very carefully to extract
information. We've got to go to work.
So once you've done that, you can project
Pat.
It. And then you see Pat.
If there's ever any need for a patron.
Patrick!
You should do this sort of thing.
Just for an hour.
I'm going to leave. Is the door open yet?
Yeah, the door clangs open.
Yeah. Come
I'm
on.
Just going to leave.
And you step outside.
Is he still inside? Just yabbering away.
Oh, he follows you out.
Oh,
and he steps outside.
And anyway, so long story short, what should I say? Now I'm here.
That's how it always ends.
Which reminds me of the time. And this sort of place, I say, reminds me very much of the place I used to work, you know. Not obviously the decor, you understand.
I'm going to...
Like-ish was, you know, the lighting's particularly
I'm
going to
start
nighttime.
Following everyone.
I'm going to start whistling really loudly next to Pat as we keep moving.
No whistling!
What about this storytelling?
I'm...
No storytelling either!
Oh,
very sorry, sir. I'm sure telling stories is very much my
the time.
I used to tell stories quite a lot at the place I used to work. Shame when I worked here. It was very much a case of trying to keep a shell to yourself. And sometimes
are
it
we
leads
in
to
shackles?
A bit of isolation.
Hmm? Are we in shackles now?
You are in shackles, yeah.
Cool.
And Keth is like, I'm going to shuffle off the work as soon as
you move with them. There's two guards that follow you and you trudge down.
We're at the back of the pack.
Yeah.
I'm going to shove in front of Pat and just try and get as far away from it as possible. Yeah. I just really want to work.
Still have 2 weeks.
Oh, it's nice to stretch the legs.
So look, we'll not go through the cycle of where you go and how you do and who does what with who. You do the work.
But regardless to say, Pat is talking the entire time.
Pat is at your table talking the entire time.
Is he working though?
He is working, yeah.
Oh, good.
Right, JJJ, we got a lot to make up to you.
So, what I'd like you to do, please, is each of you is going to roll 1d20.
Okay.
And I will roll for old Pat.
Pathew.
Fucking Pat.
Before
and the number that we get collectively... Oh, I should roll one for... I should roll one for JJJ as well.
Yeah, go on.
And the number that we get... will be the number that we achieve. So we could do really well here.
Could do really
We're on for 100.
Okay.
The record is 50.
We're on for 100.
The record is 50.
Record's 50. I think it was 54, I said, was the record.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's theoretically possible that we can nearly double the record. But.
There is something that I would like to do.
Go on.
During the work shift.
Yep.
Yes.
Which will be taking up quite a lot of my mind.
Okay.
Planning how to do it to slip the shiv into Pat's pocket, so I'm happy to take a minus to my roll.
Roll a disadvantage.
Fine. Fine by me.
Okay. Ready? And roll. Okay. So.
Whoa. I thought the first one was bad.
Okay.
And that's plus that. And Kef?
7.
And Derek?
2. Oh. The first one I rolled was a 6.
This better be good, Milo.
18.
Oh,
that is good.
It's not bad.
You had a pretty stellar day.
The JJJ comes steaming back in.
JJJ and, weirdly, Pat pulled it out of the bag a little bit. You actually pulled out a 43 day.
That's a good one.
What did yours?
7.
18.
I was obviously maybe Kef's
Milo was really holding the force up there as well.
They did
all right.
Yeah.
We've been plotting something, I guess.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Looking for an opportunity to do something.
So I would like to, during the day.
Yep.
Whilst I'm going to collect something from the carts, bump into Pat and reverse pickpocket him.
Okay.
The shift.
Roll sleight of hand.
The shock.
I'm shocked and appalled.
The natural one.
Okay. I believe.
Getting rid of that dice.
Have you not got inspiration?
No, I used it against. Did I?
I don't.
No.
I think you used it.
I believe you've used it already.
We've not been given. I think we've all used our inspiration.
Well, I think I used it during the fight with.
You used it with the AMU.
Trying to think if there's any.
Doing the AMU.
Really good bits of roleplay we've done. Oh, I think there have been.
Oh.
Spoongate?
I think that. I'm going to offer all of you one inspiration.
Wow. Okay. Funny you should say that, because I'd like to use that inspiration
really?
At this moment.
Okay.
And I feel like if I hadn't have done that...
you might be going to solitary for a while.
Quickly would have been taken away from me anyway.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Have you run another one?
Yes.
Do you want my inspiration?
Can you transfer inspiration to other people?
You can't, but... here's what's going to happen.
How many fucking chances am
okay.
I going to get?
Okay, so we're going to play this in bullet
it's
time.
It's different
here.
Dice as well.
We're going to play this in bullet time.
Okay.
So,
bloody hell.
You rolled a natural one at trying to sneak this into Pat's pocket.
Let me just make a thing.
You rolled a natural one.
Twice.
Twice.
However.
I will use mine if necessary.
What?
I have a reliable talent.
Yes, but a natural one is a natural one.
Okay, fair enough.
You can't get a feat that means you can't ever crit fail.
Fair enough.
Lucky is allowed because it means you have to re-roll and take the second roll.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
Okay, this just happened. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. So, you roll the natural one. So you attempt to put it in his pocket.
Yeah.
You fumble it. It doesn't go into his pocket. And you stumble.
Hit.
And shiv yourself. Now, time is frozen. You two are going to roll perception. And I'm going to roll for you.
Genuinely really glad that I covered it in piss and made it sterile.
And plus 7, you say?
Yes.
Plus 3.
So. Cool. You both see this as it's happening.
Okay.
Keth sees it so early. You have the opportunity to make some sort of action here.
to attempt
to do something. To turn this absolute abomination of a moment into something that could make Pat look guilty of something.
Yeah, I reckon.
That's very generous. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. There's definitely one right answer.
Ah, get out.
You have the moment right now. Go.
Keth is going to see this step and shove Pat towards Derek. So it looks like he's shivved him.
Okay, roll to hit.
Yes, please.
I hope that's all right.
That's what I would have done, and shout at the same time.
Definitely.
An arm strike?
Yeah.
14.
Yeah.
Okay, do it. It's just like
shove.
It's not like a swing with an elbow. It's just to shove them into him. So as they fall, it looks like Pat shivved him.
I've been stabbed.
So you're just shoving him.
Oh, and then screaming, he stabbed him!
Ah, fuck!
Is that what you meant?
Now roll performance, please. All of you.
Yes, please. Fine
by
me.
I'm not very good on the uptake of
these things. No, perfect. It's exactly what you need to do.
15. No
14.
Mods.
What are you doing to
I'm
sell this?
Be like, Derek, no! Pat, what are you doing?
And I'm hearing that. And this time... See that?
The other way.
Oh,
what is that not?
That's not a natural one.
It's not a natural one.
But is it natural?
It's a 2.
Oh.
But I get reliable talent because it's not a natural one.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's my proficiency, so I can treat it as a 10.
Yep.
So I get a 19.
A 19 performance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pat, why? What?
I'm sorry, what did you...
I'm sorry, Pat, no, what are you doing, Derek?
He fucking stabbed me!
He stabbed him!
He stabbed him!
I imagine always this slow.
And what, roll performance, please?
I did, 14.
14, you say, yes?
Okay, 15.
Why? 15. Your performances seem to be sufficient because everyone in the room has looked over to see blood pouring from Derek.
I see the lion.
Hold me,
Derek. I'm just gonna rush to him and just cradle him, sort of,
Milo.
As much as I can.
Is it Maros or Milo?
Milo.
Okay.
Milo. He's at the end of the mask where he keeps coughing in his face.
I never saw you. Cough some blood into his face. Then I had.
And
hepatitis.
And John J. Jameson.
The poo in his room.
John J. Jameson just yells out, "For fuck's sake, gods!" And the door opens at the balcony at the top, and they stride outside and they go, "What the bloody hell is going on?" Welcome aboard, shipmate, and congratulations. You found your way to the most thrilling part of the show, your moment with the Dungeon Master of Roll Britannia, me, James. Let's begin. Firstly, we're absolutely chuffed to bits to have you with us. Your support is like the wind in our sails, keeping us surging along nicely in the vast ocean of podcasts. Without you, we'd have stalled and been lost at sea. So, from all of us here, a truly heartfelt thank you. Right, Pedro! Where are you? With that shout-out scroll. Yeah, there's my trusty shy kick. What's the excuse for your tardiness this time? You were stuck in a game of chess with a crab. Ridiculous, Pedro. You totally made that up. I know that it isn't true, as I know for a fact that all the crustaceans around here are card players. So you're lying. No, I don't want to hear it. Just give me that scroll and be quiet, please. I'll be talking to you later. Now, what does it say here? Ah, big cheers to Gary Morrison for jumping in on our Facebook post. And yes, we agree. Drop bears are really bloody dangerous. Just ask Keth's face. Now, if you're looking to snag a shout out just like Gary, then you need to cast your nets to the seven seas of social media. We're charting courses on X, Blue Sky, Facebook, Instagram, Mastodon, not all of them. We've got a bustling tavern that we like to call our Discord server too. Join the conversation. Just remember, creativity is the key to the treasure chest. So whatever it's sending us an idea for the show, tagging us in a photo, or just cruising in for a cozy chat. We don't mind, just as long as you get involved. Wait, what's that on the horizon? It looks like some ships. It's a fleet of sponsorships.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Feeling generous? Then leaves a shiny five-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your chosen podcatcher, be it Good Pods or even Podrama. Your reviews are so important for helping new listeners to find us and get the good name of Roll Britannia out there. And if you want to do even more for the show, have you ever thought about becoming a Roll Britannia patron? For as little as £2 per month, you can gain access to some exclusive content, stories, art, merch, you name it. Your support helps us to keep the adventure going, and we plough every penny back into the show, making it even bigger and better. You can find out more at patreon.com/Roll Britannia and check out all the tiers that are available. That's patreon.com/Roll Britannia. Ah, before you set sail, make sure you've hit the super duper important subscribe button. Otherwise, you'll find yourself being roped into cleaning Jeff's cod piece after a particularly sweaty tavern brawl. Anyway, that's quite enough from me, and I've got a parrot to go and scold, so it's high time that you got back into the action. So go on, get back in there. Go!
He just stabbed him.
Pat did it. That bastard!
Both of you pointed, James. That was brilliant.
Pat did it. Just sack Pat.
Yeah.
I just want to get it on record. Thank you for your generosity.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, very much
so. Because I've been rolling really well with these dice.
Jesus Christ.
And then as soon as I needed them, two different dice, natural ones in a row. And then a third different dice, two. Jeff, have you been touching my dice?
I've not been here. You can't blame this on me. This is your
own. He's not done that much rolling since you've been away.
Now it's an 18.
Okay. And the guards just sort of look down and go, fine. Bring him up.
Ooh.
And
I think it's open one eye to look around.
Yeah, I mean you take
Go on,
like eight piercing damage.
You know, fair enough.
You shivved yourself good.
Yeah, good and proper.
Can Geth. Geth. Can Keth go over and to Derek and pick him up?
I was going to say, leave it in or take it out. Leave it in or take it out.
Take it out.
No.
No, I'm joking.
This is the non-educational part of the podcast. Don't do this.
Yes.
Oh, so, bless you.
I guess Keth might think, okay, I'll go over and pick him up, thinking he might get to go to season bar.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pick him up gingerly.
And where are you going over to the lift?
Oh, to a lift, yeah.
To the lift. Yeah.
I'll go with them.
I'm not sure you can. I'm not sure you said, well, we'll just have a wander around the prison, shall we?
I'm going to go to the toilet to clean myself.
I'm with the wounded.
Okay, you go to the toilet.
I'm part of the entourage of the wounded.
I'm father of the wounded.
I'm the best wounded.
Currently, I'm the wounded man.
But why? Why? I listened to your inane rambling.
And when you get to the top of the lift, the doors open and several guards are there.
There's at the top of the lift and another door
opens. And the door opens at the top of the lift. Several guards are there.
Where did I get stabbed? Because I'm picturing like abdomen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was kind of like pocket height where you were trying to... And you just sort of fumbled it, spun it round and accidentally bumped into him as you were trying to do it and you shivved yourself.
And then when he got pushed into me, it just get...
Shivved you a bit more, yeah.
Thankfully, there's a nice round handle on the end that you can probably pull it out with.
Yeah.
Keep some hold of it.
Where from? Where do I take him? He's dying.
Two of the guards say, give him out.
I can carry him.
No.
I really can't. Look.
No one's questioning your ability to do it.
I just want to help.
You have helped. Give him here.
That's okay.
No one else has it. And then he'll okay.
Hand him over to two of the guards.
The anonymous henchman.
Oh, what a guy at school.
Who pop him on a stretcher and they just sort of carry him off.
Okay.
Meanwhile, two of the
I'm losing quite a lot of blood.
Yeah. Meanwhile, two other guards step onto the lift with you,
mm-hmm.
and the door's shut behind you. And it descends, and they say, "What happened here?"
See him down there?
Yes.
The guy who's still telling that shit story.
This reminds me of the time
I accidentally took my entire office hostage and may have killed some people.
He, Shim. My colleague. My colleague.
Why is your team so much trouble?
He's a new guy. I guess he was trying to...
You were here for all of 10 hours before you murdered a man. With a tray.
And I have
and you're
said,
back for one day.
I said,
and someone
sorry.
Else on your team stabs another one.
Well, I had nothing to do with that. I'm trying to reform and help.
It's always you.
I didn't do anything. Not this time.
Just...
Not this time.
Just try not to kill anyone else.
What are you going to do about Pat? I don't want him on my team. He might kill me.
And he looks over his colleague and risk. He, say, and he
help
says...
Help me! Help me!
Claire! Screaming in his face. Yeah. Like, lording over him. I feel vulnerable.
Looming over. He just looks over at his colleague and says, get McLuhan.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So what happens to McLuhan?
He strides over and the guard just sort of grabs him by the scruff of the neck and steers him back towards the lift, still telling the story.
Yeah, of course. I'll tell you, this reminds me when I was marched out of that office.
A funny story about that, right? I was in there because...
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's fine.
Oh, fuck.
It's happened. And he just turns to you and he says, 327-416, back to work.
Yes, boss.
And he ascends with the still wittering on Pat.
I'm careful, call up. Who do I speak to about some counselling for this incident? Is there a mentor I can speak to?
I just...
How am I going to sleep? And Kethel again, just being ignored and then trudged back to the table and carry on bullshit.
There's only three of you now, but the good news is you did make some really good headway just before the before work the started. And you were actually on course for a 54.
Mm.
You were on course for a record matching day, but because there's now only three of you there.
Yes.
I'm in the loo, actually.
Now there's only two of you there.
You've used the confusion to go to the loo.
Yes.
Hey, lovely. Well done.
Ooh, what did you find in the loo?
I don't know.
And of course, John J. Jameson.
Who's not my best friend.
He's not very keen on you, and he's just like, why do people keep dying around you?
I saved a man. I saved a man's life today. Why is no one seeing it like that? I'm the hero here. I'm reforming.
Why is no one seeing it like that?
I blew it away.
Yeah, you did, yeah. Milo, what's happening in the bathroom? I don't need like a number.
What's the toilet look like? What am I greeted with when I walk in? What's the commotions going on outside?
So it's a fairly simple room.
Mm-hmm.
It actually has plumbing.
Oh, good.
I know. There is.
I'm very familiar with that plumbing.
There is. Apparently so. You seem to think matches just hang around in them.
Stay flammable and dry.
You also seem to think you can fall through shower grates.
If you're small enough.
You will hear it all in the podcast, Chip.
Madness. Yeah. I love it.
Yes, it was. There's a sink sort of thing with taps. It's traditional for a sink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's a fairly simple shitter.
Okay.
Or I should say, crapper.
Yeah.
Named after Thomas Crapper.
Yes.
Into the WC.
Yes.
Educational.
I know, it's educational podcast. Crikey, it's the Rozzers.
Hmm. We've arrived in a truck.
We are in prison.
Yeah.
Can I roll to see if there's any sort of loose paneling on the wall?
I was just wondering where I was going with that.
Yes, you need some more
just
who's
markers.
Loose?
Are there any like
loose in
hidden
here?
Compartments for plumbing and or loose tiles or whatever it is that?
Oh yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Let's check for that random obvious shit.
anything that could be useful.
Modifier was 3. Yes.
Yes.
Cool. You have a hunt around.
Yeah.
You find a really useful loose thing.
Oh, what's that?
It's a chain hanging from somewhere near the ceiling.
Yeah.
It feels very loose.
Yeah. Now pull it.
Yep.
What happens?
It's a really loud noise.
Oh.
The sound of water rushing.
The rattling of matchsticks.
A few matchsticks fall through the toilet and back out. Completely dry.
Yeah.
See, I told you guys this would work.
Amazing.
You rolled atrociously.
Okay. I'm just going to go back to the table and do some work.
Okay.
Kev, right. The toilets are wonderful.
Are they?
Better than the bucket.
Did you wash your hands?
No.
No,
very much did not wash his hands.
You can't make me.
I'm not washing.
I'm not going to high five you for a while.
It's okay.
Alice, where have you picked that tan up from?
Oh, God. Have you been outside?
Yes, there's a window.
So.
Okay.
Eventually, your work shift comes to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And you head back upstairs. Do all the bits and pieces, and when you head back into your cells, your manacles vanish and the door's shut.
Keth is alone, I suppose.
Keth is alone in the cell.
Milo.
As is Milo. Milo's been spending a lot of time alone in the cells.
Which is why the walls are covered in shit.
Decorating.
He's preparing to settle himself down to another very long time period.
Yep.
Yep.
Another line on the wall.
It just reaches up there, has a little fiddle.
Well, it's not so much reach up as so, like, just lean over and do it at head height for the pillar.
Wow. Kef.
I can't reach up that high.
Kef, yes. What do you have your list?
Yeah.
Did you spend any time thinking about your list?
Okay, so I went with...
I love Chip's face.
I love it. I love it. This is like, just trying to piece together the puzzle.
Matchsticks, glue,
mm-hmm.
Paper.
Well, I don't know why you're telling me.
Well...
I'm not getting it for you.
So
I'm not getting it.
My colleagues might pipe up and go, ooh...
That's not the question here. This is not collective brain trust.
Okay.
You are alone in a cell.
Mm. Yep.
For great fear of maybe forgetting something, yes, I have my list.
Excellent.
Too much responsibility
for one
man.
So what are you going
man.
To do about this?
You're
just going to sit on it?
I'll walk up to the prison. I'll walk up to the cell door.
Yeah.
God!
And a figure walks along the... walks along the corridor, stops outside your cell. It says, hey.
No.
What's happening?
Is that you, Vivian?
Yes.
How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
I need to speak to the governor.
Well, I guess that can be arranged. What business is it?
I need to give her some information.
All right. You stay there, lad, and I'll come back.
Okay.
All right. Don't go nowhere. It's just my little joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. All right. And he strides off.
Yeah. Goes, ha, ha, ha. almost like Asian Joey goes, ha ha, Tom Ace. No, yeah, cool.
And he comes back and he just, you hear him just say, open three. No, sorry, open two.
His next door goes, just, bang. Like.
Sorry, shot three.
Yeah.
So what are you about?
I'm free! Boom! Twenty years! Boom! Yes, I've broken it.
Yes.
But Cromwell didn't commit.
They finally realized what. Back in the hole they go.
I've got him good.
Now I can finally reconnect with my daughter.
Oh.
Crying. I'm going to start a charity. Bang.
Is this come with me, that?
And then Keth will step out of the cell.
Nice. And you step out. And manacles and shackles appear on you.
Yeah, sure.
And it says this way.
Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
Shuffle, 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 shuffle across. You find yourself, in the warden's room.
Excellent. Is it, do you go for the whole rigmarole of march in?
Yeah. It's much less shouty than the last person who took you there.
Vivian's kind of cool, though.
Yeah. But Vivian, nicey. Abacum.
Yeah, he's kind of cool. Yeah.
But he's nice.
Is he still in the room? Or am I alone with
him? He just sort of casually salutes and walks back out again.
Sorry, I'm doing. I'm going to do anagram in my head.
Oh.
Yeah.
Evening, Mom. Or morning. Or afternoon.
Hello.
What time is it?
Don't worry.
Yeah, well. I've got my list.
Not
for
work
you.
Time.
I've got my list for you.
Excellent. What do you need?
I need a lot of matchsticks.
Yes, obviously.
Some glue.
Yes.
I need to draw everything, so I need pencils.
Yes.
Paper.
Yes.
I could do with a picture.
Okay.
Of the Raj Banal.
Yes.
Don't worry.
This is fascinating.
And then I need my tool bag.
No.
Could I get my dagger? You could keep it in here.
Yes.
Because I'm going to need to shave the sides.
We can sort that.
And that's everything I need.
Okay.
I think.
Huh. Fair enough.
I think.
Anything else?
No, that's everything.
Okay.
Unless you've got another one of those beers. And Kef will do like a cheeky shrug and they'll go, no, it's okay, don't worry.
If you have any information for me?
Well, I feel a bit bad because I could have, if I'd have found out sooner, I could have stopped the stabbing.
I heard.
Did you hear about it?
I heard about the stabbing.
But I'm working on something.
Right.
Hopefully I'll get back to you in the next couple of days about it.
Well, I hope it gets to me sooner than last time.
Absolutely. One of my friends paid a price, so I'll be sharper.
Okay. Would you like something to eat?
Do you know what? I really would.
How about a meatball sub?
Oh. A real one?
Yes.
Kev's trying not to salivate everywhere. I really would.
Okay. And she just lifts a plate with one arm from out from under the desk.
Does the chair appear?
Yes.
Oh, God. And then Kev's going to try it, although he wants
to be so confused.
No, it's brilliant. I fucking love it. I'm just trying to piece it. Like, there's so much has happened in such a short space of time. I love you guys. It's amazing.
And then as Kev sits down to eat, so, Mom,
How big do you want the Raj Banal to be, or this gift?
As big as it's possible to be, and still get out the door.
Still out the door. Okay. I mean, does it need to function in any way? Or just be a model? Do you want anything to work?
Oh, I'd love some lights, and maybe some internal plumbing.
Oh. Kef goes, chokes on a bit of, chokes on a bit of stuff, because he's like, oh, crap.
A little gift shop with real customers and gifts inside.
Really?
Perhaps a tourist information centre.
I mean, I can like, be some like real moving people.
Yes,
perhaps,
yeah, that'd be fantastic. Thank you.
I mean, I think I can make that work.
Okay.
I could even do some naturistic bits on the outside of it as well. And that, oh, he's going to look amazing.
Excellent. I look forward to seeing it. Milo.
Yeah.
While all this is going on, you're in your cell, rubbing shit on the wall.
Yep.
And the cell door opens as you hear a voice shout.
Which way? Did it open inwards or outwards?
What?
Because I was leaning against the door, rubbing shit on the floor.
Oh, God.
I just want to know if I push forward or roll backwards.
The cell doors typically open outwards.
Cool.
Stops people barricading themselves in.
It's true.
Then I will fall backwards.
And a guard will look down at you and go,
hi.
37927, get back in your cell.
Okay. Sorry, boss.
And you what? Walk through shit?
Walk around it.
Okay. And you see him turn to his left and shout, bring him in!
What? No. Not another one. No, please. No.
And
not
he waves forward.
Don't bring Pat back.
Don't bring back Pat.
Bring back Pat.
Don't bring Pat back, please. Please, please, no. No, boss, please.
And from...
Please. I can't take any more stories.
You don't hear the sound of stories coming down the corridor.
It's not stories plural, by the way.
It's just that story.
It's like just it. The one story, actually.
Just the one story, actually. From down the corridor, you don't hear stories coming. What you do see is a figure you know very well being hurled back into the shit-covered cell.
How's the frying pan?
Into the shit storm. as Jeff is tumbled back into the cell and the door slams shut.
I'm going to give him the biggest shit-covered hug ever.
Amazing.
Sorry, Jeff.
Oh, Milo. This reminds me of the time that I was in solitary. So I was in solitary. I'd just been dragged off randomly. And I don't really know what had happened because there was a lot of strange things going on. So I was just sort of sat there for a while.
You can try.
I was on my own. And no one seemed to know what was going on. So it seems like things have gone really awry throughout the entire time.
What's your AC?
14.
Oh, with
15.
Without he slaps you. Roll damage. Oh, no, it's just one. He slaps you for one hit point of damage.
What the fuck's happened in here? Milo?
And you have a really strong sense of smell. Roll constitution saving throw.
I'm not even going to roll it, James. I will just vomit.
You'll just vomit. That lad's the ambiance.
I expect to see that.
Where are you aiming said vomit?
Well, Milo was in front of me as I was leading in, so he's over Milo.
Just on Milo, cool. Milo, roll a constitution saving throw.
Oh, this is going to be a hobble exchange.
This is just the worst.
Just sounds like Formula One.
That's a 7.
You absolutely vomit back.
Is it your turn to roll again?
What's happened to my dice?
Oh, we burn them.
Oh, they're there.
They're dead now.
They've been cleaned.
They've been they have been processed.
Roll again.
They've been blessed.
Go on. 19.
What?
Oh, you do hold it together.
Guards! Guards!
Shh! Behave.
Can I go back?
That is possibly, you've done a lot of threatening things, but that is possibly the most threatening thing I've ever heard.
You do like the finger on the lips, but like slide the finger down. Is
okay, I'm going to give you the power here. Jeff will have turned around to bang on the doors. As you say, behave. As I turn around, what are you doing? What do I see?
I'm going to come up to you. Put my finger, which is probably covered in
shit.
Shit.
I don't think you have
sick.
To say probably.
Definitely is.
And, just put it just over your lips. I'll explain everything. Just be quiet.
Okay. But please remove your finger from under my nose.
Fine.
Sows and chaos our buccaneers plot, with spoons and schemes in trouble they're caught. Cat's plan with a spoon, oh so sly, a trick gone wrong makes Derek cry. With Pat as a pawn in their game so wild, they weave their plots like a parent to a child. Myers and Moiler in sows do dwell, with plans and vomit their stories they tell. Cat speaks with the warden, a sub in his hand. While Milo's new cellmate in shit does he land. From toilets to tricks, their fates intertwined in this prison of puzzles where the sun does not shine. What twists await in this prison's dark hysteria? Well, I guess we'll find out next time on Rule Britannia.
Podcast Network. Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy's came from.
Go on.
Careful, just swallow it all.
Like a good
and,
boy.
And if he does get so sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like,
yeah.
Well, join the Rule Britannia Patreon. Available now.